Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Joe Nolan, the CEO of Eversource. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank God. How are you, too?
Good.
All stars.
So far, I got to tell you, we're a little worried about these rolling blackouts that have been discussed this week.
We're concerned.
How likely is that to happen?
Well, if we have a mild to moderate winter, I think we're all going to be in good shape. I'm just worried about that polar vortex.
So we're that close.
Well, I mean, it's all based on weather. That's what it's going to come down to. You know, we get some cold snaps in January that run for, you know, 10, 12 days. That's what I worry about. I mean, keep in mind that, you know, we do keep, you know, about a 20 or 22-day supply of fuel that we have available in natural gas. I'm not worried about natural gas customers. We're just worried about the electric customers, quite frankly.
Problem is the natural gas for your power plants to give us electricity.
Exactly. It all has to do with a fuel supply, whether it be natural gas or whether it be oil, going to generating units. It's not the natural gas that you're going to burn in your house for your furnace. We plan for that, and we're in good shape. We do not own any generation, so we are at the mercy of generators and making sure they have a supply of fuel.
Huh. Okay.
Can you buy some?
So I heard that this was possible, like, in the summer. Why are we putting this letter out now? This wasn't something that you just like you woke up last week and said, hey, you know what?
I just thought of something.
I was just looking at the tank. We're a little low.
Uh-oh.
We saw this coming.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. And, you know, Governor Lamont was out in front of it, and he sent a letter to the president. And I just kind of came on top of that letter looking at, you know, fuel supply. I mean, we're dealing, obviously, with the war in Ukraine and Russia cutting off fuel supply, all things that were unpredictable. It's not something that somebody could have planned for, that you're going to have a nut, you know, over in Russia that's causing this type of chaos.
Yeah. Eversource CEO Joe Nolan is on. He sent a letter to the Biden administration saying, hey, man, if we get cold weather, it's going to be problems over here.
Yeah. Hello.
And so you're saying we'll be good unless we have a real cold snap, and then there's going to be a problem. How big of a problem do you think it could be?
You could see interruptions of service in each customer 2 hours, 2 to 4 hours. Obviously, the circuits would be closely monitored to make sure we don't have critical facilities, hospitals, and, you know, public safety facilities. But, you know, if you got a call from the system operator and they told you that you needed to shed a certain number of customers, you know, you need to do that in a certain period of time. And that's what we drill. We're doing it right now. We've been involved in drills where we test the protocols to make sure that we're ready to go. Now, obviously, I pray that that doesn't happen. But, you know, we are going to be prepared. We're going to prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
You were at the White House a couple weeks back, no? Recently?
Yes, I was. I was at the White House for the signing of the IRA, yes.
All right. Did you get a chance to mention this? Like, is that how you got the letter to him?
He was
up. It's like, here you go. I got a...
It's like 78 degrees in here, sir.
It's really warm. Can you turn this
down? By the way, while I have you.
Yeah. Did you talk to him about it when you were there?
I did not speak to him there, but I tell you, when I was at the New London port with Secretary Granholm and with the governor, Governor Lamont, and with Commissioner Dykes, we did talk to the secretary about this winter. We were touring that facility, which came out unbelievable, and we've had dialogue. And we've had dialogue with the Department of Energy. So this did not come as a surprise to this administration.
I got you.
No. Every day's a surprise, actually.
And I'm just going to bring this up because I've heard people say it seems political to have a letter like this released right before a midterm election.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised to hear that only because, you know, we're coming into winter, and just because the election happens to be
you know
at the edge of winter. I mean,
that makes sense.
Know, when should I do it? Should I wait till after the election? Just you know, I mean, I had to put people on notice, and we need to make preparation.
Yeah, and you're just asking him to do some things that are in his power to get us natural gas. Instead of having
natural gas
somewhere else.
In oil.
Right.
Oil.
Okay.
Yeah.
The grocery list.
Now, he did this. Let me just remind you that when the crisis happened in Puerto Rico, when those storms, those vessels, non-U.S. flag vessels, could not move in and around Puerto Rico in the United States. So they had to get relief from the Jones Act. That's what I'm asking for, relief from the Jones Act, which would allow foreign flag vessels to move LNG between the Gulf and the Northeast.
I got to ask you something since I have you on. You know, so I look at my bill. I'm sure you get this anywhere you go.
Right.
That delivery charge.
Yeah.
magically matches what my electric bill is. So if my electric bill is $150, the delivery charge is $150. How does that work?
Yeah, I don't believe that that will be the case now. I think you'll see the delivery charge is going to be probably a third of the electric portion of the bill. You know, that is just basically the wires, the pipes, the meters, the line folks that are out there, all the personnel that keep that deliver whatever energy, you know, we put across the wires. So that will not be the case anymore. If you want to get your bill, I'm happy to come and have a cup of coffee. That will not be the case.
Okay.
The electric portion will be higher.
Okay, so that doesn't sound good. That's code for our rates are going up.
The rates are going up. That's just a fact of the matter, unfortunately. And we're doing everything we can to help our customers manage their energy use and budget their bill so that they can have some levelized billing. But it's not a good story. And you know, this is a global energy crisis that we're dealing with.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Thanks, man.
God bless.
You too. All right, you too.
Time. Bye-bye.
All right,
bye.
Eversource CEO Joe Nolan. Jimmy Conflict is on taking your questions. Keith in Waterford, what's your question for Jimmy?
Jimmy, I just had a couple questions. One question about AltaBridge coming to Oakdale Theater. I believe it's beginning of next year. Just curious if you had any interactions with them in the past. I know they've been to Xfinity. Just curious if you've ever really interacted with them.
No, actually, I've never met any of the guys in AltaBridge. I was quite surprised and excited the fact that they were touring with Mammoth, which I thought was a great package.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're actually, I think Red, the band R.E.D. Red, is opening for them in Oakdale, so I just thought that was really interesting.
Oh, the third act, you mean?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
but I was real excited that Wolfgang and AltaBridge were touring together. I thought that was a great package. We were very excited to get it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's really it, guys, but thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Keith. Appreciate you.
Yeah, he's been close with that band for a while, I think, Wolfgang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have done Mammoth by themselves at the Dome, and they ended up going with AltaBridge, which was
He's doing a lot of shows like that.
Yeah.
Places smaller than you would think he'd play in, like Toad's Place. I was shocked by that.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, I agree. Good for the fans.
Cindy and Aunt Sonia.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I was just curious if Justin Bieber is going to ever make a date or if he's going to cancel. I've been sitting on the tickets for a long time.
If you ask my opinion, if you don't need the money, hold on to the tickets. We are talking to them about sometime between April and May of next year coming back, but we're still in the talking stages.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Man, that show sold right out, too, right?
Yeah.
Sold right out. That was, yeah, instantly.
Have you had any contact with him? Like, what's he like?
Yeah.
I have never met Justin Bieber. Never met him. I hear he's a great guy, but I have never met him.
So I'm pretty proud of that.
It's funny that Jimmy meets the people he wants to meet.
Right.
No. It's not like he couldn't meet Justin Bieber. He had no interest in meeting Justin Bieber.
Well, that's sort of true, but, you know, I like my contemporaries. That's, you know.
I hear you.
Yeah.
He's 10 years younger than my son, so.
That's also
I walk in, and the first thing I think he'll say is, who is this old guy walking in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also a very different audience.
Yeah, hey, yeah. I'm the guy who smoked pot with Jerry Garcia. Does that mean anything?
Exactly, right.
Who's Jerry Garcia?
You lived. Is that the ice cream flavor?
Right, the ice cream?
Zach Brown Band is being called in by Dan in Ellington. Do you have a specific question, or you just want to know about them coming around?
Oh, yeah, just a quick question. Their band's always been a perennial act at Xfinity Hartford, and it's been several years since he's come to Connecticut. I mean, he goes to Fenway, and I know it's a stadium, but I see him in Jacksonville every year, also in Florida at Daly's Place, which is 6,000. So I don't know if it's a size thing or just not into the venue anymore. He's always been very successful there, and he hasn't come to Xfinity Hartford in many years.
Every once in a while, when he plays Fenway, they think people from Connecticut.
You know,
we're talking in code here.
Yeah, we lost you there for a second.
So you cursed.
Yeah, Jimmy, let me switch over on the phone here for you. All right. Thank you for calling. Jimmy, what do you think? You're talking on the phone now? Yeah.
Okay. What I was saying is that every once in a while when he plays Fenway, Zach Brown, he the managers of the agents say, well, people from Connecticut go to the concert at Fenway.
Mm.
And I go, they go to baseball games at Fenway. They don't go to concerts at Fenway. And they really don't. People don't go to Fenway concerts very often from Connecticut.
No. I mean, if it's Billy Joel or Springsteen,
yeah,
I think like that level,
yeah, they'll go.
I think you're right. Zac Brown, we're kind of waiting for him to come here.
Right.
I am pretty sure I'll get Zac Brown in Connecticut this summer. It will probably be in June. We're talking to him about it. Don't know where yet. Either Mohegan Sun or Xfinity is likely.
Ooh.
That'll work.
Do you have a preference?
I always prefer outdoors.
Yeah.
For Zac Brown.
Right.
I think the Mohegan Sun's a better venue, but I love the outdoors with Zac Brown. I think it's more tribal. He's sort of a tribal artist. I like
just
tribal
walking
artists
around
outdoors.
The parking lot is an experience in itself.
Yeah.
When I went to Jimmy Buffett at Mohegan Sun,
right,
as awesome as that was, and I love Mohegan Sun, people said, you're missing something with Jimmy Buffett if you don't have that parking lot experience.
Right, and the contact high. Walking right through it.
So to Denise in Shelton.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, what's your question?
I want to know if Old Dominion will be coming to Connecticut. I know they announced a new tour, but the closest they seem to be coming so far is Albany.
Yeah, no plans right now for Connecticut.
Oh, that's too bad. They're great.
Oh. They are great. I agree with you. There's a country act that I think you guys would like.
Old Dominion.
Yep.
Yeah, I like most country.
Right. I think the country that sounds like rock.
Yes.
That stuff.
All right. Thank you, Denise.
Yeah, they're a little more pop country.
Okay.
Yeah, see? That's,
see, that'll work for me.
I'm
yeah
right there.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy, if you bring him in, I'm mm-hmm going.
Right. We need two tickets.
All right, thank
well
you.
I
got to
bring my
day
wife, too.
Three tickets.
John in New Haven.
Hey, Jimmy, I was just wondering for Nickelback, is there an opening act?
There is yet. There is, but I don't know who it is because it's Foxwoods, so I don't book Foxwoods. So I'm
okay
sure there is an opening act. I shouldn't say I'm sure there is. It probably is.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, that's about it. Thanks,
Jim. Thank you, sir. He's like, okay.
Yeah, those shows you don't keep track of.
No.
Well, you know, I keep track of them, but I don't know the opening act.
Right.
I keep track of every show in Connecticut.
Gary in New Haven.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Weezer. I don't think they've been around Connecticut in a while, and I know they just released a bunch of these season-based albums. Are they touring? Are they going to tour?
Yeah, I think they're going to tour this summer. I think you'll see them probably in Bridgeport this summer.
Cool.
Really, that's big news.
That's a great place to see him,
don't you think? Because
yeah
they don't tour. He doesn't tour a lot. Yeah, it's like it's a big deal when he comes around.
Yep,
Weezer outdoors, awesome.
Yeah, but hopefully this summer.
Let's see, from the Facebook post from last week.
Okay,
we had hundreds of comments. Missed the show, but would love Jimmy to talk about Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
I don't know.
What do you want to know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. I they're not coming into Connecticut. That I can tell you. But one of the great live bands, definitely the biggest riot I ever had in Connecticut was with Rage Against the Machine
oh
in 1997 up at what was then called the Meadows. Mm. So I'll always remember my last concert with Rage Against the Machine.
Still paying off premiums on that one.
Everybody's tearing down the fence behind the lawn, and I'm running. I could run back then because I was in my 30s then, but I have trouble running now in my 70s, but I was running after the people. Stop tearing down my building. Stop it. Stop it.
Right. Really?
Put that back.
Terrible. It was terrible.
When you said you were running, I thought you were like running to your car.
Like running away.
I was running to stop these people from tearing my building down.
There you go.
I had over $50,000 in damage that day.
Oh, damn.
Let's see. Harold. Hanoi Rocks.
Oh, God.
Goodness. Are they still leaving together?
Seriously.
Are they still around? Well, they're certainly not coming in.
Right.
That's the question. I don't even know if they're still a band.
Yeah, maybe part of the audience.
Kimberly wanted to know, can Jimmy work on getting Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder at the Amp?
I'd love to do that. And if they tour this summer, it would be great. Love to do it.
Cool.
Joel in Fairfield.
Very good morning to everybody. I was just wondering about the possibility in Bridgeport next year of Nathaniel Ratliff.
Yes, I expect we'll have Nathaniel Ratliff in Bridgeport next summer. We're working on it right
terrific.
Now. Yep, working
thanks for
on it
a
right
great
now.
Season in Bridgeport this past year, Mr. Koplik. It was terrific.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was something, huh?
It was. It really
I mean,
was.
When you look up that lineup.
Yeah. Every year, just bigger and bigger.
I mean, Jimmy, even you had to look at it and say, wow, pretty good. Wow. I did pretty good.
Yeah, I was amazed. It was an amazing season in Bridgeport last year. And then we tied it all up with Sound on Sound at the end of the season, which was nice.
Will we see Stones in the spring?
Boy, that's something that is hard to predict when you're dealing with lead singers that are almost 80 years old. So they always make the decisions the last minute. Right now, there are no plans, but that doesn't mean they won't tour.
If you can start them up, go for it.
Samantha says, will Metallica tour again?
I think you'll see Metallica tour in 2023 is my guess. Yeah.
Joan, is Volbeat coming to Connecticut anytime soon?
Probably Mohegan Sun next summer.
That'd be yes.
Donald, has he heard anything from AC/DC? This is a band that gets asked about every week.
Yep.
Yes, and I've heard no plans of an AC/DC tour, but I would expect we will see them in 2023. Now that Brian's back singing again.
Right.
Where would you put them?
Mohegan Sun.
Cool.
Joanne and Trumbull.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
I don't know if you remember me. I have my giant opening night from Oakdale, John Mellencamp, still hanging in my house.
Oh, Jimmy, do you ever get nervous when someone says, I don't know if you remember me?
Right.
No, I never cheated on my wife, so I don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Nope.
I used to do some work with Cindy, with contracting for the company that I worked for. Anyway, are you... I think I know the answer to this. There's a ton of Pink fans out there. We love the amp. It's amazing. Most of us have to get a second job because we go to pretty much every show. Are you going to bring Pink to the amp? And we would love to see her three nights in a row.
I'd love it, too. But Pink is way too big to play the amp in Bridgeport. So I think you'll see a Pink tour this summer, but I think you'll see it skip Connecticut and probably play Boston and New York.
I'm getting chartreuse. How's that?
Well, thank you for all that you do. It's just the amphitheater has been a blessing to this area, and we really appreciate it.
We needed it.
Yeah, so we definitely needed it.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Howard.
Seriously.
And thank you, Joan, for calling. Let's see. Ozzy coming back? That's from Lori.
I hope Ozzy comes back. He seems really healthy right now, so I hope so. We have not been told of a tour being planned at the moment. But he seems really in good shape right now. So fingers crossed.
Will David Gilmour ever tour in the U.S. again?
I don't think so.
Is he done, or does he tour in other countries?
I think he's done. I think he's a farmer, and he likes being on the farm. And I don't think you'll see very much of him at all, if anything.
Anymore. All right. Mark wants to know, is the amp hiring?
Oh.
The amp is always hiring. We have job fairs, but, you know, they'll be in the spring, not now.
So not hiring now?
Not hiring now, no.
Springtime.
Yeah, we're down and sleeping right now, except for the booking part.
Daniel, why is everything in Bridgeport?
Never heard that before.
Before
2 years ago, did we?
No.
Everything is not in Bridgeport. Mohegan Sun has twice as many shows as Bridgeport. So, and Oakdale has twice as many shows as Bridgeport.
Right.
It's just everything in Bridgeport is in a 3.5 month period, so it seems like everything is in Bridgeport.
Oh, right.
But
gives
if
the
you
illusion.
Go over 12 months, you know, it's That's there are more right. shows at Oakdale, and there are more shows at Mohegan Sun for sure.
Reg in Norwalk wants to know about Boz Scaggs.
No plans for Boz to play Connecticut, and I'm not even aware of him touring at the moment.
Right.
Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation, is on, and people always ask about Red Hot Chili Peppers, and there's a very interesting post of a concert that you had with the Chili Peppers.
With the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes.
Springfield Civic Center, Sunday, November 3rd.
No, so it's Red Hot Chili Peppers, Smashing Pumpkins, and right. Pearl Jam.
Yep. And my glasses off at that bottom part.
Did I lose you, Jimmy?
I think we did.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
All right.
His band called the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, Jimmy, can you pick up the phone?
In very little writing, if you go on my...
Someday someone's going to hear this and say, we need to fix this.
Yeah, it'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Jimmy. Jimmy.
So it was a three-actual Red Hot Chili Peppers Smashing Pumpkins.
This is like read a story to somebody. Once upon a time.
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Over here.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi there.
I figured you would pick up the phone at some point when you didn't hear us.
I'm on the box.
Are you back?
Yeah. Are you on the box?
Yeah, there we go.
Man, right. In and out.
Yeah,
I don't know how much was heard.
It's fluctuating. Yeah, enough.
Yep.
I got to go punch something right now.
Yes, pry the wall. The wall.
Well, it was, I don't know how many people heard it, but it was the Chili Peppers, the Pumpkins, and Pearl Jam all on one show.
Right.
That's an incredible show. Can you imagine?
Seriously.
Being that person, right. Seeing that show. Even then,
right.
You knew you were lucky. But now looking back, it's like, wow, that is really a special night.
And the ticket price was $18.50.
Yeah, unreal.
All tickets $18.50, yep.
Yep.
Wow. Unreal. All right, Jimmy, thank you so much for coming out. We're linked up to all things Jimmy Complic, Live Nation, on the radio station website. Also, some memberships still left for Friends of Jimmy?
Yes, we are 3/4 sold out, so there are some memberships left.
It's a great, I mean, the greatest holiday gift to give someone.
Oh, yeah.
So get them now.
Go
Jimmy, thank you.
You got it, guys.
A bunch of kids were trick-or-treating in Edgewater, Maryland.
Oh, of course, Maryland.
And someone called the cops after a 45-year-old woman stood in her front yard yelling obscenities.
Oh, boy.
And flashing them.
Oh. Someone hit cocktail hour a little too soon?
Sounds like not a treat then, AJ.
No. Yeah, usually the ones that are like loud and doing things like that are not the ones you want to see.
So is that the treat? Is that the trick?
No, that's a trick. That's not a treat at all.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Like an eye salt.
It doesn't sound like she hates Halloween or wanted them to skip the house. It wasn't like she was trying to scare them away.
No, that happened unintentionally.
That would have been my first guess.
Yeah. A little too festive, a little too into it?
It's not clear if she was in costume or not.
Oh.
Yeah, that could be it. She was in costume.
Right, yeah. I was the crazy drunk neighbor costume. The topless crazy drunk neighbor
costume.
I'd like
to see the package for that in the store.
Right.
Crazy drunk neighbor.
Right, right. Comes complete with half a cigarette, really crunchy slippers.
Lit at the wrong end.
Right.
The slippers.
Yeah, the slippers that are crunchy. It has the cigarette has like the lipstick on the end of it.
Yes.
You know? Yep.
Wow, you're describing like five people on my street when I was a kid.
Yep.
Half a face of makeup.
Right, yeah. Yeah, a coffee cup that actually has booze in it. This coffee smells like Jameson's.
And the weird voice. It's always like...
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, the mug says something like, my dog is better than your kid or
right,
something.
Yeah, right, yeah. Or crazy cat lady. Yep, yeah. And then, yeah, the voice has that, you know, 40-plus years of smoking. With that smoker laugh.
Right, the inhale sounds like it's painful. It's like...
Right, it sounds like... Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Letting air a balloon. Yep. Yep.
We had one woman, if you called her Lulu Bell, she would, if she had a hose or a broom or whatever is in her hand...
It became weapon?
She's attacking you with it.
Wow.
Why that?
It was handy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No. I mean, like, why would that...
Why would
trigger
that set her off?
No, yeah. I don't know.
Lulu Bell?
Yeah.
No one ever sat down and said, why? You know, you can't get the answer.
Let's have a talk.
Yeah. Why?
That thing that I say?
Right, that thing.
That gets you to hit me with your broom?
LB? Yeah. Yeah.
What is that all about?
Yeah, what's up with that? Let's say this calmly and rationally. Why? Yeah.
And sometimes if we were with someone who didn't know this, her, we'd walk a little bit faster. And once we got past her and that person was walking past her, we'd say, hey, he just called you Lulu Bell.
Right. Now, was she like limber or was she like someone you can easily outwalk?
She wasn't an Olympic
okay,
athlete.
So yeah, that's on you then. It's like the folks who are eaten by the blob. Okay, if you can't outrun the blob,
yeah.
Screw you. Yeah. You're done.
You deserve to die? Is that
exactly,
what you're
yeah. Right. You can't outrun the blob. I'm sorry, you got to go. You can't, you know.
But it was like a badge of honor getting hit by her broom or sprayed by her hose.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So anyways, cops showed up and...
but enough about that.
Cops showed up and arrested her.
Nice.
She's facing charges of indecent exposure and disorderly conduct.
Oh, I wonder if there's any mugshot. I'm just dying to see.
Oh, man. Could you look it up, Phil?
Just dying to see.
Woman arrested for flashing trick-or-treaters.
There's got to be a picture.
Edgewater, Maryland.
I mean, how often does this happen? It's got to be a picture.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
I'm picturing shorter brunette
hair. Is it a trick or a treat?
Or really wild blonde hair.
Mm.
Like, you know, possibly sticking up.
Disheveled mugshot, you're saying.
Yeah, disheveled.
Not well-combed hair.
Right, not well-groomed. Right.
Oh, they have her name printed here.
Oh, boy. Mm. Nice. We can call her interviewer. So, what's your deal?
So, how you doing?
Yeah.
Trick way, you know, or treat?
You know Lulu Bell?
I wonder what the ages of the kids were and what the thought process was behind.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, you want to show me your costume?
I'm good. Yeah.
Let me show you that.
Yeah. Right. Oh, smell your feet. Oh, they just said teat.
My brain hurts from doing math.
Yours too, huh?
10th anniversary, 10th annual. I don't know how something if the shooting will be 10 years in December, how the race can be in its 10th year.
I left a long time ago. My brain hurt earlier. I'm getting lunch. I don't understand either.
So after a long 6-minute conversation with Phil, and he put his fingers up several times, yep, counting.
Visual aids.
So you have to count it. You have to make sure they're all there.
Visual
what
aids
finally
help.
Clicked in my head is that... You want to explain this?
There's a difference between anniversary
yes,
and annual.
Right.
So I think you were confusing the two to be the same thing.
Right.
So annual just means it happens every year. So when we have a 5K... That's the first 5K. You start with that one. The next year, it's already the second event, right? So 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, that's five runs. Then we have 18, 19, 20, 21. And then this year would be the 10th run. So there's 10 events. This would be the 10th one. We're going into number 10. Anniversary, you don't start counting at one until a full year after the date.
Right. That's where I made the mistake.
Yes.
I'm sorry, can you do that again?
I just thought I should lead off dumbass news.
Hang on. Look at this. Here you go.
So, AJ, you're born. You don't,
I don't
turn
know.
One
I don't want to know.
Until you've been
care.
Alive for
la,
a
la, la,
year.
La, la, la. I don't care.
You are entering your second year of life, but you're only 1 year
put
old.
Him in the box.
I got to get out of here.
Just put him in the box.
I'm leaving.
This is why you don't learn things. You just shout over and make noises when information is coming at you.
You will see a silhouette. You will see a silhouette of my body going through the plexiglass.
I'm crying.
Yes.
So
that was another conversation.
Second headline. Preschool teacher arrested after toddlers eat THC gummies.
Oh, but they went to bed like that.
Police arrested this teacher at Primrose School of Prosper, Texas, after four kids were hospitalized on Halloween following alleged exposure to THC.
Yeah, it was just
exposure.
You should have seen their finger paint.
Apparently, this teacher bought THC gummy candies into the classroom. Here's a local TV report.
Her teacher was arrested for bringing gummies to school. Some one-year-old children ate that had THC, the active ingredient found in marijuana. Four one-year-olds were rushed to Children's Medical Plano. Burks, the teacher for the toddler room, took off shortly after first responders arrived. Prosper detectives searched Burks' classroom and found a clear Ziploc bag containing four red gummy candies.
There were 15 at one point.
Four candies.
I forgot which teacher it was.
Right.
But I remember putting a stapler back in her drawer, and I opened not the top drawer, but the middle drawer, and there was a little, like, bottle of booze.
Nice. That was awesome. You kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
It had your name on it and everything.
Yeah. There was a little March, Tuesday, Wednesday,
it was
Thursday,
my math
Friday.
Teacher.
Right.
I was having this thing with 10 right. anniversary.
Right. Year one, year two, year three, year four. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. This is her 10th ball this year.
Stump the Chumps.
Today it's U.S. history. You have a real great chance of getting in the running for Impractical Jokers tickets. Emma in Wallingford.
When did the Revolutionary War end?
When did it end? When was the anniversary?
I don't even
know. Let's see. It was the 9th.
Do you want an actual day or year?
Oh, date and year.
A date and year. Date and year. Okay, so 1776. When did that was when you
69
we declared independence,
right? So
1776.
So I'm gonna say 1775.
Yeah,
because you want to do in the anniversary, and, you know.
No,
no, you went earlier.
No, that's the Declaration of Independence started.
Okay, see, right. Okay, all right, okay, see.
It's basically us saying, "Hey, right.
I wasn't around back then.
Go screw yourself."
Yeah. Hey, up yours,
I'm going to say 1781.
Oh, I was going to say 1781. Nice.
Phil, what do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you?
Alyssa, what's your phone say? Just so you know, if you're watching Chaz and AJ TV, she's not Googling. This is a Google-free
game. My phone's
game.
Off. Look at my hands.
Oh. You're counting fingers?
I really was. <All right. laughs> That's even more embarrassing.
So we thinking... 81?
Yeah, that sounds good, guys.
1781? Is that our final answer?
That's our final answer.
All right, go for it. Let us know how wrong we are.
September 3rd, 1783.
Damn close.
All right, now do we have, like a football game. You got those little...
All right, you are in the running, Emma. We
right.
have your number?
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
And so we're not
John Manorville. We can't give you the tickets, but we'd love to hear your question. Good morning.
Yeah, certainly. Who was the president on the $100 bill?
Chaz.
Benjamin, right?
Not a president.
No,
not
that's right.
A
not a president. Ah, so he tried to fool us.
Yeah, right. A little trickery. Right.
An inventor. Yeah, that's right. A statesman.
All right. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Trick question.
With the most epic skullet ever.
That guy did some stuff.
Yes, he did. He is a pretty smart dude.
Yeah.
Did all kinds of things. Built things.
Like what?
Did things. Flew a kite in the,
he was discovered electricity.
He was the original jackass.
Invented bifocals.
Yes, he did. Not intentionally.
Created the first fire department in Philadelphia.
Yes, he did, because something another invention he had went on fire. He kept burning crap.
That's what did it.
Right. You know what?
I'm going to need a team of people ready to put out my stuff.
Exactly. Right. This is really getting tough putting out myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need people for this.
Right. Just in case I do something stupid, I need being rescued.
Mike in West Haven.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey. Hey, where did General Lee surrender to General Grant?
Appomattox.
But, well, how are you?
Even hear the
You're
question,
right, Phil.
Right.
But the car from the Dukes of Hazzard?
General Muffler?
What is Appomattox?
It's a town in Virginia, I believe.
That sounds like an affliction. I have Appomattox.
That's what I thought it was, an illness.
Right. Like, oh my God, my throat, I got Appomattox.
Oh, Phil, you're so good.
Nick in Middlefield.
Hey, guys. When was the first American flag made?
When was it made?
It's the
great
first
question.
One.
The first
Wasn't
one.
That Betsy Ross?
That was Betsy Ross, right. She sewed it.
Good old Betsy.
Yep.
Well, it's 13.
Did
we have
colonies.
13? Or is that just the most famous
you get
one?
The circle, the 13
no,
colonies.
That's the
and
13?
Then they added on after that, yeah.
No, that's the 13. But,
right.
Like, did they have one before that? Was there one with 9?
I don't know. Let's ask Phil.
I think Betsy Ross was the first one with 13. That's the one I'm talking about.
Right. Okay.
Right.
And what was your question?
When was it
made?
Yeah.
I'll take the year.
Okay. I'm going to say, it has to be right around when we decided we're just going to have our own flag because
right.
we don't
yeah.
like England anymore. So we need our own flag. Betsy, can you make up something for us?
Okay.
So if we
declared
our independence 1776, I'm going to say 1777.
I'm gonna keep 1776.
You are correct.
Like thank I said, you very much.
Nice.
Wow, I
got it on the first one. Congrats.
Watching thank you. Drunk
with no fill and anything. That's awesome. I suck at this, by the way.
I'm learning.
Stephen Waterbury.
I was doodling during this class.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Enola Gay dropped a bomb on Hiroshima.
Right.
What was the date?
December 1942.
No. Okay. August 6th, 1945.
December was Pearl Harbor.
Right. Yeah. We have the Italian temple. We waited for it and then let him have
it. Was I close enough or no?
No.
No.
All right, we have your number. You're in the running.
Well,
Andre in Derby.
Hey, so at the time of his assassination, who was Lincoln's vice president?
Oh, didn't he have somebody like the guy's name was Booth? No.
That was the guy who shot it.
No, AJ's right. There is a weird connection between that family and the Lincoln family, but I don't think that's...
Okay.
I don't think it goes to the office.
Well, that's why he won the top spot.
Well, it's interesting.
They elected him.
Because the person became president, no?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we should know...
Who was the VP?
That.
Well, you know, the whole shooting thing got, you know, overshadowed this other guy, so I have no idea.
Anybody know the president?
It was a guy named Vinny. Vinny took all the power after this guy was gone. Lincoln.
He was president 1860.
That's why we drive Lincoln nowadays.
John.
I don't know them in order. I don't know them by year. If I had to guess, I'd say someone like McKinley, but I have no idea.
John or George?
That's Ringo.
All right, we give up.
Andrew Johnson.
Johnson.
I knew it.
Oh, I was going to say Johnson.
I said John.
For no reason.
I said John.
I forgot to say son.
To me.
John, son.
You're in the running. Thank you, Andre.
So far, a lot of folks are.
It's.
I'm shocked.
We suck at this.
The Chumps.
U.S. history. We're not doing bad.
No. You guys are good.
We're about doing average.
Right.
Which is good for us. John and Shelton.
Okay. How many stars were on the first American flag?
13.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, was that easy?
Chaz.
I noticed I didn't say anything. I thought it was a trick question.
Yeah, I don't think I would have said that.
I just talked about that one.
The Chumps. I thought so, too.
Yeah.
I was like, he found one with 12. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah. I've already embarrassed myself enough so far in this segment.
Joe in East Haven.
Good morning. What was the first war that General Patton was in?
The first war that Patton was in. Mm. Played by George C. Scott with the chrome helmet.
I need to phone a friend.
Patton. Patton, let's see. The first war.
I'm going to say it had to be World War One.
The Mexican-American War. He was riding a horse.
Really?
Oh.
He was such a badass.
He was.
Can you imagine riding a horse into battle?
Seriously. That's just saying, just pick me off right here.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like Teddy Roosevelt was in the Rough Riders.
Yeah. Horses don't slalom. Yep.
Okay. You're in the running.
The Chumps.
Bernard in Bantam.
Bernard.
Yeah. Hello. How you doing?
Sorry, did I wake you up? Go ahead.
No, not at all. What was our first proposed 13th Amendment?
Our first one.
It was proposed.
It wasn't actually...
Yep, and it passed both the Senate and the House without the Confederate states even voting on it.
Okay. The end of slavery?
Let's see. It
has something to do with slavery.
Okay, just give it to me then.
Not owning slaves?
Yes. They were making it legal to own slaves, and Abraham Lincoln agreed upon it. He offered it in his first inaugural address.
Right. And that's what started the whole deal.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Stump
the Chumps.
Kevin in Weathersfield.
Hey, morning, guys. How are you?
Morning. Good, thank you.
My brain hurts.
Hey, so what year did the Liberty Bell crack?
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. It didn't really crack. They chiseled that.
Right. They made it look like good. Once it needs a crack. Everything needs a crack. A crack. It makes a noise. Let's see.
What was the question?
This feels like history class.
It really does.
AJ Mano, what?
I'm sorry, I was in a van outside the first class. My jacket smells funny.
Who ordered the pizza?
Right, buddy, or dude. What was the question again? What year did the crack happen?
In what year did the crack happen?
What year did the crack happen?
I'm not good with years.
They released the crack.
No.
I have no idea.
Yeah, yours suck.
But it was chiseled.
Right.
It was put in the bell. It wasn't like it. They dropped it.
Right. Or they rang it once. Oh, design flaw. Mm. I don't know. When the hell was the bell
ringing? Well, Liberty, look, it's got to be somewhere either after we won the war or, like, during the war.
Right.
The bell, all right, let's think this
Maybe
out.
The
bell had to be like, hey, bad things are coming. Right. Troops are coming.
Right. Or symbolic of the 10th anniversary.
Or like, hey, Liberty, right. Justice.
Right. Yeah, I would think after because it wouldn't be made before or during the war if we knew we were going into one. They'd be saving that to
use
for
using
armaments.
The metal for, yeah, weapons.
Is it got something to do with the insurance company?
Liberty, liberty, liberty.
Liberty, liberty, liberty,
liberty. Liberty, liberty.
Look, our brains are mush. We just tried to understand anniversaries and annual. Like, I have no idea.
Well, what did she, what did, where did we end with this war? It was like 1783, right?
1783.
Okay.
Sounds the Revolutionary War? 17, yeah.
1784.
Incorrect. You guys give up?
Yes,
obviously.
All right. It cracked in February of 1846.
Oh, I said that.
It took him a long time.
Right. You said it in code, though.
How
totally
did,
different.
Why do you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, why did it go through? How did it crack?
Did you break it?
I have no idea why it cracked.
You just read it.
How dare you?
Okay.
Everybody's Googling, you know.
Stump the Chumps.
All right, you're in the running. Phil, can you look it up? I'm interested.
Okay.
They're all Googling questions for idiots.
So I think we did way better than I thought we were
so
going
did
to do.
I.
Oh, you're kidding me? I got an F minus.
That's okay.
But we're doing this as a team, AJ. It's not about you.
Yeah, so far,
it's
about all of
us.
So
far,
we did okay.
You did okay.
You
did okay.
Good.
We got through it.
I sucked donkey.
Again, it's about us as a team here.
I know, but I had to contribute and help. Like yesterday, you know, it was awesome. Today, it sucks.
Oh, AJ, not
for
every day
you,
can be
it
like
sucks
that.
Today. It's about all of us.
Cough into my nose.
All right.
Thank you.
I like that a minute ago, we got AJ saying I sucked a donkey.
I heard that.
No, I said I sucked donkey, not a suck.
Well,
and now we got a fumble.
The Chumps.
Now, did we find out anything about this bell?
Yeah, cracking on Phil's head.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of information about the bell.
There's a guy fact-checking. Ben Franklin dropped the bell on his head.
Boing.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.